Our assignment this week was to get a story in the Bible or some get an example of somebody in the Bible that's really encouraging to us. And I thought of the story. I've always really liked it about Joseph when he was sold and went through all kinds of trials and struggles and such in such a bad place. He was a slave, but he just was faithful where he was at. And even through accusations and imprisonment, he was able to still come up out of it and get really high up. That's really encouraging.
Jesus encouraged me because he's kind to others and helpful.
I thought about David. He was just a shepherd boy, and then he got to where he was killed Goliath, and then God anointed him king, and he feared for his life. He ran and hid in caves and was chased and just served God and was faithful the whole time, even though he went through a lot of trials.
I also thought of Joseph, but because he had so many things done wrong to him when he hadn't done anything and been mistreated so bad and accused of things he hadn't done, but he still forgave his brothers and everything. And even though he had been mistreated and the king had him in prison, he served him and was given a high position for that. I thought of the story in Daniel chapter 3 of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And that's encouraging to me because they did what was right, even though they're going to be thrown into the burning fiery furnace, and I want to be like that.
We watched this movie about Paul, brother, Apostle Paul, and it was just neat getting to see kind of how the church was, you know, way back then. They were in real danger in Rome there, and it was neat to think about how Jesus chose Saul, even if, you know, he was killing Christians. Jesus chose him because he was doing what he thought was right with all his might. And so Jesus knew if he could get him turned around, he'd do really good, you know, for the Christians.
I thought about Goliath and how it's really encouraging to think that something so big or that looks really big or hard to conquer or go through can be defeated so easily if you're doing the will of God and trusting in Him and doing what's right.
Peter, when Jesus was getting crucified, he denied Him and like he had said he wasn't going to. But like Brother David said, he came back to Jesus, and that's all Jesus needed. And that kept him, I mean, from then on, he was a really, I mean, like before, he was a good disciple, and he ended up giving his life for Jesus. He was crucified upside down.
I got Job when he got... Everything was taken away from him, and he didn't have anything, but he was still faithful, and that encourages me.
Daniel, he would pray a whole lot, and he was a really good man. He was a good friend with the king, too. One time, the king then made a law, and that whoever would be like serving something else or some other god or something, and then they would have to be thrown in the lion's den. And Daniel still prayed, and then he got thrown in the lion's den, but he still was a good man, would still pray.
I thought of Stephen. He's an encouragement to me that he just stood faithful to the last and then asked God to forgive them.
I really appreciate Paul, and I was thinking particularly about him a lot this past couple weeks, because me and a brother were talking about Paul. last week, and we were discussing how selfless Paul was, and his love, his joy was to bring the knowledge of Christ to everyone that he could. And I was just thinking about that. He valued Christ so much that he, even through struggles and sufferings, you know, he talked about the thorn, and nobody really knows what that is, the thorn in his flesh. But I just see also in his admonition to the churches that he was just dealing with human beings, people that struggle with you know, various sufferings, anxieties, weaknesses, and he wanted these people to see, despite the weakness of the flesh, he wanted them to see the great value of Christ and the value of the cross. And, you know, he talks about us presenting our bodies a living sacrifice to him, which is our reasonable service. And he also, a passage came in my mind, and one of you brothers can help me with this as far as where it's at, but it's about being cast down but not, what's that, Marcus, do you know that? Cast down but not. Right. Anyway, that passage, it just brings out the where it may look like things are bad, but we're not destroyed. Our inner man is renewed day by day. That's another passage. Anyway, all the exhortations to the church, they're very precious, and they speak to me because he's speaking to people just like me and like everybody else, you know, that are going through the being a human being. Anyway, I just really appreciate Paul, and he was a soldier for Christ. And let us all be like that.
For next week, for boys' lesson, kind of like what Tyler did, sort of a quote or a poem, something from a poem, doesn't have to be the whole poem, or something that gives you a foundation or encouragement in the current crazy times that we're in. Just something that you can stand on, and something that encourages you, and why.